After 9/11, the federal government created a program taking a harder look at whether people coming into the United States committed crimes abroad. The result? A program called the War Crimes Center, which has arrested over 350 international criminals living here. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has this story of the arrest of Mohamed Djabate and the reactions of a community still reeling from the decade-long civil war in Liberia.
Around 9 o'clock in the morning of April 13th, Mohamed Djabate was fast asleep in his bed in Lansdowne, Delaware County. His wife of 3 years, Nafisa Saeed, shares what happened next.
We didn't know it was them, so they just barged in the bedroom and arrested him. He was sleeping when they came in for him.
They were federal agents. Later, they sat down Saeed and explained that they believe her husband had committed war crimes.
I don't know about what they're talking about. That's not him. The Mohammed I know is not like that.
The Philadelphia region is home to one of the highest concentrations of Liberians in the U.S., numbering anywhere from 15 to 30,000. Most came fleeing the many-sided, deadly civil war and lost family during the conflict. 49-year-old Djabate has lived in the United States for 18 years and is, by all accounts, a model resident and a pillar in the Liberian community. At his arraignment, federal prosecutors painted a very different picture.
The grand jury found that it was more probable than not that he either directly participated in or, in fact, ordered certain atrocities.
Those atrocities include an alleged incident where Djabate punished villagers when one of his battalion's trucks broke a roughly hewn bridge and fell into a ravine.
Consequently, he punished the villagers by forcing them to assemble in two lines.
One line for old and sickly villagers, one for the young and healthy.
Djabate's men flogged the older villagers while the younger villagers had their arms cut by bayonets. The witness still bears the scars from the event.
The indictment alleges Djabate committed this and other crimes as a commander in ULIMO, one of many militias involved in Liberia's civil conflicts. The U.S. has no jurisdiction to prosecute Djabate for war crimes committed by that group, so authorities took a more roundabout way of exacting justice, immigration fraud charges. Jen Elzia is the acting press secretary for U.S. Customs and Immigration.
There are questions on the forms that you have to fill out that ask, did you serve in the military in a foreign country? What unit? Were they involved in human rights violations?
In addition to written questions, asylees like Djabate go through interviews and background checks before earning legal status. Sometimes people slip through. A couple of years ago, the former defense minister for Liberian dictator Charles Taylor was also picked up on immigration fraud charges stemming from lying about his involvement in the war. He'd been living in Delaware County, too. Elzia says the felony immigration fraud charges that Djabate faces aren't the first choice, but would achieve the same goal.
The United States will not serve as a safe haven for people who have participated in human rights violations overseas.
On his application, Djabate admitted to fighting in the war, but according to the indictment, he lied about the extent of his involvement. The Liberian Civil War had so many human rights violators, some of whom are still in government. Friends of Djabate say they don't object to criminals being brought to justice, but there are much bigger fish to fry sitting in cabinet offices back home. Continuing unrest in Liberia also means some look for ulterior motives for the charges.
We believe that everything that's being said about him is nothing but lies.
Vasiki Kone is a member of the Liberian Mandingo Legal Defense Fund. He's one of about two dozen people who offered to put their homes up as collateral so Djabate could be released on bail.
It may be people that, for travel reason, maybe some personal issue between here and some people, they may be lying. I don't know of any situation where Mohamed was considered to be committed a war crime.
The global human rights community and some other local Liberians don't buy that explanation. Elise Kepler is the associate director with the International Justice Program at Human Rights Watch. She says attempts within Liberia to bring criminals to justice have gone nowhere.
The Truth and Reconciliation Commission definitely identified possible alleged perpetrators, and it also recommended the establishment of a war crimes tribunal. That tribunal has yet to be created.
Some justice, she says, is better than none. Many Liberian immigrants share that sentiment.
I think, it will bring a sense of relief.
Edwin Dennis came to the U.S. in 2000 and has been working with a group of Liberians across the country to dig up evidence against war criminals living here.
That you are today under arrest would tell other people that, look, people did these things, so we can't do it again. It's for the future of our country.
He says even though he supports bringing charges against Liberian war criminals this way, he was still surprised to learn Jabate might have committed some crimes. For the trial, the U.S. government says it's bringing over witnesses from Liberia. If convicted, Jabate could face jail time or deportation. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.